going on an overseas holiday. Now, that's a fabulous treat, although it's not necessarily all easy and fun. If you flip through a lifestyle magazine or you browse a news site, you'll often see articles with advice about how to travel with babies or tips on surviving a holiday with teenagers. But what about travelling with your parents when you're an adult yourself? So say you're in your 20s or 30s, you could go travelling with a friend, a partner, by yourself, or you might choose to travel with your mum and or dad. Pippa Wishaw is a travel writer, and Pippa, over your 20s, you've done a bit of travel with your father. How did that come about in the first place?
Actually, it's a little bit of a sad story. My mum passed away in 2013, and my dad and I decided a year later that we would travel to Portugal and Spain together for her, the first anniversary of her death. And we just kind of had a great time together. And I think we've been on two other overseas trips since.
So that was, you know, that was really a very meaningful thing for the two of you to do that first trip. And as you say, you've done it because it was good a couple of times since. How different is this to, you know, when you're on holiday, away on holiday with your parents when you're a kid?
It's pretty different. I think the dynamic has really changed. There's just the two of us now, and it just sort of feels a bit more like a team. You know, it's not the sort of classic kid and parents dynamic. It just feels, I guess it feels a bit more like being very familiar friends.
Has it actually helped you forge a more adult relationship with your father, do you reckon?
Definitely. In some ways, I have to admit, in some ways, it sends me back. It's sometimes it turns me into a bit more of a petulant teenager.
Okay. Because those buttons could still be pushed sometimes, I'm guessing.
I mean, you spend a lot of time together, and we've lived apart for 4 or 5 years now. So being in each other's pockets does take its toll. But generally, I think it's been really good for our relationship.
How different is it to travelling with friends then, or even by yourself?
Again, pretty different. It's like, I guess maybe I'm a little bit more held back with him in terms of, you know, I might not meet quite as many people, or maybe I meet different types of people.
You're probably not likely to have, I'm guessing, a holiday romance if you're travelling with a parent. Would
haven't
that be
so
true?
Far. Haven't so far, no. But I don't know. I think we've got to know each other better. I've heard a lot of stories about his life. I think we've really learnt a lot about each other, and we've made new memories together, and it's a pleasure to see him,
right.
travelling.
Well, lots of us are first or second generation Australians, and as adults, taking a trip with parents can often mean going back to their home country. Let's listen to a couple of voice memos from two listeners who've done this.
I'm Jacinta, I'm in my 30s, and I often travel with my mum to her home country in Poland. Travelling with mum is great. We're quite close, and it's an emotionally connecting experience for both of us. It's also allowed me to have a relationship with my Polish family, which I probably wouldn't have had otherwise. It's different to travelling with friends. I'm probably more likely to mention if something bothers me, but we do try and keep it cool and try not to rely on anyone else too much. We also like to see some world while we're out there and enjoy chilling out with a beer. Remembering that travel can be pretty hectic, everyone's tired and lugging some heavy bags, but we try to be a bit understanding about each other, and it goes a long way to making it work.
Hi, my name's Janak, and yeah, when I was about 27, I went to India for a month with my mum. I was born in Australia, my dad's British, my mum's Indian, but my mum, who has been living in Australia for like 40 years, we took the chance to go to India together and spent about a month there. It was a really wonderful opportunity, actually. Not always easy to travel with a mum who's a bit older and has her own ways of doing things, but having the chance to spend time in her social context and to spend time with her childhood friends and her university friends, who are now all sort of men and women in their 70s and 80s who've seen the partition of India and just had a lot of stories, a lot of great heated political arguments and hot opinions about just all the big issues. So it was extraordinary to get access to that side of India, and to realize that as my mother's son, I have a place at the table there. You know, I'm considered one of them, even though I feel very outside of all of that. But we did have a couple of bits of miscommunication as well. On the first day I arrived, we got the dates wrong, just because we got the dates wrong, and my mum thought I was sort of missing for 2 days. I wasn't. I was perfectly happy, but just because the dates were wrong, she got panicked and started to call the police and sent police like wandering through the streets of Paharganj, knocking on doors of hotels, trying to see if this missing Australian boy could be picked up. So when I did emerge, it took us a little bit of time to get back on the same page and for her to calm down. But yeah, it's definitely something I'd recommend to anyone who wants to get back to their roots a little bit, and just as a way of understanding your parents and your family stories.
That's a voice memo from Janak, and before him, Jacinta. And I wouldn't mind hearing your stories too. As an adult, if you've done any travelling with your parents or travelling with an adult child, what's it like and how is it different for you to travelling with friends or a partner or on your own? Has it helped you to break that old mould of parent and child when you travel together, or perhaps just reinforced it? You can post on Facebook at ABCRN Life Matters. Pippa Wishaw is with me. She's a travel writer, and over the last 3 or 4 years she's done some overseas travel with her father. Pippa, I love that story from Janak about, you know, he and his mother getting the dates mixed up and her sending out the police to look for him. So, you know, in a way, I don't know that if you were travelling with a friend, anyway, it just seemed to me to reinforce the mother-son relationship. I mean, travelling can test any relationship, can't it? There are so many unknowns that you are dealing with all the time. Mm. Has it tested yours on your travels with your father?
I think it's tested our patience a bit. But he is a very patient man, and he's really easygoing. So I'm pretty lucky. He's a good travel partner.
What about your patience?
Yeah, a little bit, definitely. But we've sort of learnt, I think, over the years to be able to read each other's moods a bit better. And the good thing about travelling with a parent is, you know, you've got a pretty strong bond. They're relatives, and you can be pretty upfront and honest with each other. So if I need a bit of space, I'll just tell him, and I'll, you know, take myself off for the day and do my own thing. So I think it's made us more robust, if anything.
And what do fellow travellers say when you tell them, or they find out you're travelling with your father?
They love it, especially these days. Maybe 10 years ago they would have thought it a bit daggy, but I don't know, that we get great responses. My dad's a really jolly
guy. Why?
I don't know. I think they think it's a really nice thing for us to do. I've had a few people say, particularly people I've met on the road, have said, oh, I wish I could do that with my mum or my dad. You know, I wish we had that kind of relationship. It just makes you realise, I think I'm really lucky that we have each other and that we get to travel as well, that we're privileged enough to be able to do that kind of thing together.
So what are some of your best memories of your travels with your dad?
We spent 2 weeks in Morocco a few years ago, and that was really, really amazing. We did a group trip with Intrepid, and we rode camels out into the Sahara, and we actually dragged our mattresses out under the night sky, and we watched the moon go across the sky. We saw an electrical storm on the Cinque Terre. We actually we drove for
this
a week
in Italy.
In Italy, yes. So we hired a car. We've done a lot of road trips together. I'm sort of the navigator, and he's a driver. That can cause some stress, but he's pretty calm under pressure, and I'm the one who's good with technology. So so we drove down in the rain, and it was a bit devastating actually, because it rained pretty much the whole time we were there. A lot of the paths were closed. But one night we went and had dinner, and this crazy electrical storm just erupted over the ocean. So we went out and joined all these people taking photos, and it was just amazing. Yeah.
So, I mean, what's that saying too is that, and you referred to this earlier, it means that as an adult, as adults, the two of you, you're developing a whole new set of memories and adventures and stories together.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful. And we meet characters along the way. And I think for him, it's taken him out of his comfort zone a lot. And I mean, we sort of, I think we enable each other. He's enabled me to be able to travel He definitely has provided some financial support over the last 10 years. And when we travel, he does pay for things.
Oh, well, so there's an advantage that we haven't discussed so far.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and I think I enable him in that I've done quite a lot of travel, and so we sort of, we bounce off each other. And you're right, it's good to make new memories and also be able to talk about, you know, you get a lot of time to talk as well when you're travelling. So, like, we do see each other regularly when in Melbourne, but it's like real in-depth conversations. There's a lot of time to... Yeah, to have some really, some heart-to-hearts, I think.
So you're going to do it again?
Definitely. Yeah, and probably not this year, but hopefully next year. We've talked about going to Nepal, so.
Nepal.
Nepal, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Pippa Wishaw is a travel writer, her travelling companion for three or four trips so far?
Three, like proper overseas.
Right, right.
Yeah, adventures.
Through her 20s. And you're in your late 20s
now? I'm 29,
yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. I've been with her dad. And I do think it sounds like you're both lucky to have that kind of relationship and be able to go travelling together.
Yes.
Pippa, it's lovely to meet you here in Life Matters. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And if you as an adult have done any travelling with your parents, let's know about the joys and pitfalls too. You can post on Facebook at ABCRN Life Matters.